This year's headline perfectly sums up the most relevant question of our times. Will the rule of power replace the power of rule? And I believe that the answer to this question boils down to one line. It all depends on the power of democracy. It all depends on our capacity to uphold fundamental principles, to resist aggression, to protect our values and our friends. It is no understatement to say that the world has been watching our response to Russia's aggression very closely. The stakes are clear to everyone. At the beginning of this year, Russia and China have openly declared a so-called unlimited friendship. And only weeks later, Russia launched its war against Ukraine. Weeks later. The message couldn't be more explicit. So if we are to preserve basic principles such as self-determination and the inviolability of borders, Putin cannot win this war, and Ukraine must win this war. This is absolutely clear. And this is why we have mobilized our economic might like never before. In a matter of days and weeks, we have approved the most far-reaching sanctions ever implemented. And the sanctions are causing colossal damage to the Kremlin's ability to wage war. Putin himself has admitted it. And the damage will only grow over time. Besides this, we have supported financially Ukraine with more than 10 billion euros since the beginning of the war, and I'm not including the bilateral support of our member states. And we are working on the next tranche. More has to come for Ukraine. This is very clear, my message to our member states. And we used for the first time ever resources from the European budget on military equipment to sustain Ukraine's brave defense effort. We will support Ukraine as long as it takes. We are doing it for Ukraine. We are doing this to uphold our European values. But we are also doing this to show to Russia and the world that breaking internationally shared rules comes with a massive cost. That has to be very clear. This effort must come together with a new European strategic thinking.